السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا الحمد لله رب العالمين We praise Allah for the many blessings He's bestowed upon us. We praise Allah for blessing us with the great health, blessings of health. We praise Allah for blessing us with the many, many cures for the many, many maladies that afflict us. We praise Allah for the great blessing of food. We praise Allah for the great blessing of shelter. We praise Allah for the great blessings of security. As Allah Ta'ala commands us in the Quran, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. Then let them worship the Lord of this sacred house, who has fed them and driven hunger away from them and has made them secure from fear. Alhamdulillah. My dear brothers and sisters, as we know, our country is challenged from many different directions. One of the greatest challenges facing this country, a persistent, even we might say perennial challenge, is the challenge of racism. Solutions to this problem must be rooted in the reality of the history of our nation. Specifically, America is not Europe. We have to remind all of our fellow citizens of this reality. So whereas a white nationalist narrative, if you will, might have some credence in Europe in terms, not in the sense that many, if not most, European nations are currently contemporarily multicultural, but in the sense of going back to some founding myth before that multicultural reality was an extant reality. So if you go back before the aftermath of World War II and massive migration, or even after World War I, of Senegalese, Algerians, Moroccans, and others, South Asians to England, or Algerians to France, or Moroccans to Belgium, or Turks to Germany. If you go before that, and you make some claim of a founding myth that excludes all of those people, not to say the myth would be justified in light of current realities, but the myth would have some credence in terms of the demographic makeup at the time those nations were established. But here in America, where the land was already populated by non-European people, referred to widely as the Indians, the native people of this land were not Europeans, and they were a clear majority because at the time of the founding of the nation, the genocidal campaigns that led to their eradication had not yet been undertaken in their full fury. So they were the majoritarian population. There was a large population of African slaves. And then there were the European settlers. So if you go back to the time the nation was founded, there was a non-European majority. I say that to say this: when someone tries to impose a European founding myth on what would become the United States of America, it's a lie. And because it's a lie, it will never work. Conversely, if someone is interested in bringing the constituent elements of this nation together, a black nationalist myth will not work. It might work in Africa, but it won't work in America. The only thing that's going to work in terms of establishing a philosophical foundation for the unity of the people of this nation in terms of an Islamically rooted anti-racist program is a program that recognizes the reality of these three founding communities. Nothing else will work. Nothing else will work. Islam, I will posit, is the only thing that will work. Islam has proven its ability, and not as Muslims taking over. The reality of our situation would make that a dream, a fantasy. 1%, 2% of the population is going to just take over. That's not going to happen. But Muslims can serve. That's what Arnold Toynbee described as a creative minority. That the roots of a civilizational episode or the restoration of a civilization that's in decline lies with the creative minority. That's a minority that can bring new energy, new ideas, that can arrest the decay. This is what Muslims are ideally suited to do. And of course, we have work to do in that regard. Because Islam tells us that we are not disparate people with disparate destinies. Disparate meaning mutually exclusive destinies. Islam recognizes our diversity. Ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum innallaha 'alimun khabir. Humanity, not the Muslims. Humanity, ayyuha an-nas, surely we have created you from a single pair, male and female. That means we are all Bani Adam. We're all Bani Adam. Some of us don't descend from some creature with a tail. You might see in the books of the racist, the black people are descendants of monkeys. They have some fantastical creature with a tail. That's not the origin of humanity. On the other hand, the white race, if you will, was not grafted by a big head black scientist named Dr. Yaqub on the island of Patmos in the Mediterranean Sea over the process of 10,000 years. That's not even something to be reckoned with as even the beginning to approach the truth. The truth of the matter is what Allah Ta'ala says. Humanity, ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, we've created you from a single pair, who we call Adam and Eve, Adam wa Hawa. We are all descendants of a single set of parents. We are all Bani Adam. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed during his farewell pilgrimage, his final advice to humanity, not just this Muslim ummah. Ya ayyuha an-nas, as the verse started, so to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O humanity. Ya ayyuha an-nas, inna rabbakum wahid, verily your Lord is one. That's a reality. People might say, my God, your God, I don't worship your God. There's only one God. There's only one creator of all that exists. There's only one sustainer of this universe. Inna rabbakum wahid. Wa inna abakum wahid. And verily, your father is one. Wa inna abakum wahid. Your father is one. Kullukum li Adam. Wa Adam min turab. All of you belong to Adam. And Adam is from the dust, from the soil. Kullukum li Adam. Wa Adam min turab. This is a fundamental lesson that Muslims should be teaching people. Kullukum min Adam wa Adam min turab. Waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'ila. And we've made you into nations and tribes. This is another lesson Muslims should be teaching. That there is nothing wrong with our diversity. That this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is not that diversity should not be the foundation for claims of superiority. That diversity should not be the basis for one looking down upon the other. That diversity is a recognition and a glorification of the power of our Creator, who from that single pair can create all of this diversity. From that single pair, He can create all of this diversity. لِتَعَارَفُ That you might recognize in each other the power of your Lord. That you may recognize in each other the wisdom of your Lord. That you might recognize in each other the creative genius of your Lord. That you might recognize in each other the beauty reflected in your brother and sister in their uniqueness and distinction from yourselves. And as Yusuf Ali mentions in his translation, not that you may hate one another. Not that you may hate one another. And then Islam does something that should be a message for every racist. After recognizing the beauty of the diversity, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا After recognizing the beauty, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ Removing any virtue from the physicality of the differences. The most noble of you is not the one who is the blackest, the whitest, if you will. I never saw a person this color, but metaphorically speaking. Not the one with this kind of hair, that kind of hair, this color eye or that color eye. There is no virtue in the physicality of the differences. The virtue is a moral virtue. The virtue is a spiritual virtue. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most noble of you with Allah is the one who is most mindful of their duty to their Creator. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. When this verse is mentioned, many of our mufassirin, many of our exegetes, our commentators, they mention a hadith. Amongst the hadith that they mention is the following. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكَنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ That Allah does not consider your physical feature, your physical forms. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَرِكُمْ Allah doesn't care if anyone's black or white, brown, red, yellow, or anything in between. Allah doesn't care if you're tall or you're short. Allah doesn't care if your hair is this texture or that texture. Allah doesn't care if your eyes are this color or that color. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ Allah doesn't care if you're rich or you're poor. And consider the wisdom of the hadith. The foundation of prejudice, discrimination between people is rooted in physical features and socioeconomic differences. And Allah negates, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam negates both. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ Allah doesn't consider, literally look at, the law doesn't consider your forms, suwarikum, nor your wealth. وَلَكَنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ Rather, he looks at your hearts. يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ He looks at your hearts and he looks at your deeds. And that's the foundation of any superiority. And that's a foundation any human being can attain to. You don't have to be rich or poor to be righteous. You don't have to be black or white to have a sound moral foundation. This is a door that's open to any human being, regardless of race, color, background, socioeconomic status. And this is a message Muslims have to bring to this country. In a lecture last night, we mentioned, because at the end of the day, the racial situation involves a spiritual struggle. A Judeo-Christian so-called nation that has its roots in the Abrahamic legacy should understand that if Satan is the first racist, and he is, for it was Satan who first claimed superiority based on his physical features. مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتُهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. What prevented you from prostrating yourself, a prostration of honor, not of worship? سَجْدَةَ التَّشْرِيفِ وَلَا سَجْدَةَ الْعِبَادَةِ. What prevented you from prostrating yourself to Adam when I commanded you to do so? What did he say? أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. I am better than him. Why? Because he was more righteous? Because he had a stronger moral foundation? No. Because of his physical makeup. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ. You created me from fire. وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. And you made him from clay. Black clay, by the way. That was the basis of his claim for superiority. Every racist who thinks they're better because of any physical feature that they might manifest is walking in the footsteps of Satan. And as Muslims, we should know better. We should know better. Why? وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة. Oh you who believe, enter totally into Islam. And entering totally into Islam involves our worldview, how we see the world. That should be informed by Islam. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And don't follow the footsteps of Satan. If you think you're better than anyone because of any physical feature, you're following in the footsteps of Satan. You're following the footsteps of Satan. And this is a message that this country should understand, because they understand Satan in the sense we understand it. Being heirs of the Abrahamic legacy, before that tradition was completed with Islam and perfected with Islam, we should be telling everyone who is trying to advance the kind of racist agenda poisoning the minds of the young people to such an extent that with everything else going on, not to say one factor, but putting poison in people's minds to hate, to with no compunction, take the lives of senior citizens, as we saw in Buffalo, New York. Calculated, cold-blooded, over some nonsensical, racist hogwash, the great replacement. Who are you replacing? Why are you so insecure? Why can't you embrace your humanity? Are you being replaced by the native people? Who you exterminated? If you're not comfortable with the red man, you should have stayed in Europe. Are you being replaced by the African Americans, such as those you murdered in Buffalo, New York? If you're not comfortable with black folks, you should have left us in Africa. Are you being replaced by the Mexicans? If you're uncomfortable with that, you should have left Texas, California, Arizona, Colorado as a part of Mexican, as a part of Mexico, and stayed in your half and let them have theirs, and you wouldn't have to be uncomfortable. Now, of course, you can see the nonsensical nature of the argument. But the Muslims have to tell the people, point out how nonsensical, hold up the mirror that will allow people to see the truth and to understand the nonsensical nature of what they're advocating. Just as Islam has brought us together, people could point out the problems, but there are religious institutions where black folks don't sit with brown folks, where white folks don't sit with brown and black folks. People come freely to the masjid despite the problems. This is the foundation of our message. We have to help to create an environment, help to create a mentality where people understand we are all one human family. Where people understand in this country, beginning in this country rather, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. That being the case, we have to make it work. And that means we have to reject arguments that divide us. Islam does not divide us. And Muslims have to understand this. Islam has never divided humanity along racial lines. Islam has brought human beings together. Muslims and others. Each community free to worship their Lord. This was the Ottoman Millet system and its predecessors before the time of the Ottomans. May Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah give us taysir. May Allah make things easy for us. May Allah facilitate our success. May Allah give us courage. The courage first and foremost to look at ourselves in that mirror and to ask ourselves, am I displaying behavior that's incompatible with the legacy that Islam has established in this world? Am I displaying behavior that makes some people who might not be from the majoritarian demographic group in a particular masjid across the demographic spectrums that Muslims represent uncomfortable because I don't consider their history or consider their reality? We have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be honest with our fellow citizens. We have to be willing to step back and listen to people. And we have to give ourselves to Allah in conclusion. Because at the end of the day, as I mentioned, as the great historian Arnold Toynbee mentioned, the racial struggle is a spiritual struggle. Is a spiritual struggle. And to be the messengers of a new understanding, to plant the seeds that understanding implies in the hearts of our fellow citizens, our fellow human beings, we will need the spiritual strength and substance that allows our power to transcend our human limitations. And this is what made Islam great. Sahih Bukhari has approximately 7,500 hadith. How many times did you have to read it cover to cover to read a million hadith? Sure, the non-mathematically or the mathematically adept can figure that out. A whole lot of times. How could Imam Ahmed memorize a million hadith? Unless his capabilities had transcended his human limitations, because he gave himself to Allah. His heart was expanded by Islam. That's what made Islam great. That's what brought Islam to every corner of this earth. Human beings, in their sincerity, gave themselves to Allah, and Allah gave them strength, capabilities that transcended their human limitations. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. The human's been created weak. And on that basis, they changed the world. And if we're going to begin to impact this world in similar ways, we have to give ourselves to Allah. We have to open our hearts to the guidance of truth. We have to cleanse our souls. And then we will be fitting vessels to carry that truth to humanity. And don't think that that's something impossible. Don't think that's something difficult for Allah. But it's something that challenges us. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين يقوم استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to be bigger than what the world has made us. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to understand that Allah wants us something more for us than what the world is trying to draw us towards. The world is trying to draw us towards our animal nature. Just eat, sleep, procreate, then die. And that's what many people have become, like cattle. بَلْهُمْ كَالْأَنْعَامِ هُمْ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَّلِ. And people who succumb to that message from the earth, that all this life has to offer me is eating and drinking and sleeping and procreating and then dying, those people are worse than cattle. Because when cattle do that, they provide leather, they provide milk, they provide meat, they provide many benefits for you. They provide labor power. Many countries, the oxen, they pull the plows. But when a human being seeks to that dehumanizing level, to the level of an animal, that human being becomes destructive and provides no benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ihya'i minhum wal amwat. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'd idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana afrigh 'alaina sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'alal qawm al kafirin. Rabbana afrigh 'alaina sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa tawaffana muslimin wa'fu 'anna واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك، ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم بارك على هذه الجالية الطيبة يا الله، بارك لهم يا الله، وعلى نسائهم ورجالهم أولادهم وبناتهم يا الله، أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان وفي كل زمان في كل بقعة من هذه الكرة الأرضية يا الله، أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقم الصلاة. يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Just to remind everyone once again, after the salah there will be two janazah prayers, so please stay for those.
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم؟ تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن، ذلك الفوز العظيم. وأخرى تحبونها، نصر من الله وفتح قريب، وبشر المؤمنين. الله أكبر. سمعه الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمن طائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله من الدين
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I want to thank Imam Jalaid Shaker for his very inspiring message, very important message, telling us what is the mission, what is the unique mission of the Ummah, how we can help the humanity, help ourselves and help the humanity. Barakallahu feekum, jazakum Allahu khairan. Inshallah, we'll be making dua for some people who are not well, and also we'll have Salatul Janaza for two people. And dua maghfira for a number of people who passed away during this week. So please remember in your dua, Qiyamuddin Tahir, he is going to have surgery May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa. And also Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Hassan Bandokchi, Brother Ashar Suhail, Brother Sayyid Badruddin, Brother Zubair's nephew, Ilyas Sheikh, 4-year-old, he had a seizure this morning and recovering in the hospital now. Mrs. Manzoor, Sister Zareen Nuri, Sister Farooq Javed, Sister Rida Akbar, Sister Zubaida Wagle, and Sister Reema Bandokchi. Please make dua for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfih anta shafi. La shafi illa anta shifa an la yugadiru suqma. Dua maghfira for brothers Samad, for Zanfar, Sister Muhammad Ibrahim Al-Ghafi, Sister Hikmat Khanam Tahrani, Sister Aida Abdul Fattah, Sister Abida Ghani Diwan. May Allah give them maghfirah. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum. We'll be praying Salatul Janaza for Dr. Ali Khwaini, a long-time member of the Islamic Society of Orange County. MashaAllah, he used to be here regularly in the tafsir program and other lectures. May Allah bless him. He passed away. Our condolences for his wife, Sister Farida, his son Amir, and daughter Nusheen, and all family and friends. And then also we pray Salatul Janaza for Brother Shaheed Muhammad. May Allah bless him. Our condolences to his wife, Sister Tiffany Boyd, children, family, and friends. May Allah bless them all. So please stand up. Let's have Salatul Janaza. And the brothers from the immediate family, a few of them want to be in the front area, come, please. The front area. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. Anyone else? Okay. Please come back. We can have 6 people, 3 in one line, 3 in one line, facing the Qibla. Yes, from both families. Yes, please. 3 people in one line, facing the Qibla. Yes, that's good. Here. Thank you. Come forward. All right. So Salatul Janaza has 4 takbirs. At the first takbir, raise your hand, hold them, and then recite. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, or recite Suratul Fatiha. And then second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. So Salat Ibrahimiyya, sending peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad and Prophet Ibrahim. And then the third takbir, after that, a special dua, asking Allah's forgiveness for the people who passed away and for all of us. So we say Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina, or you say Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum. And then 4 takbir and salam on both sides. So turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر اللهم صل على الله أكبر اللهم اغفر له الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم اغفر لهما وارحمهما وعافهما واعف عنهما اللهم أكرم نزلهما واسع مدخلهما اللهم اغسل خطاياهما بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم نقهما من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم جازهما بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا اللهم يمن كتابهما ويسر حسابهما وأجزل ثوابهما وصبر أهلهما يا الله. اللهم ادخلهم الجنة، اللهم ادخلهم الجنة. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يلا بلس يو، عظم الله أجركم وأحسن عزاءكم وغفر لميتكم. يلا بلس يو، 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 عظم الله أجركم، عظم الله أجركم. Give us a few minutes so people can pray sunnah, and then after that the bodies will be taken in the cars and go to the cemetery. Barakallahu feekum. Allah bless you.